a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time 6:30. I'm Maria Shalaya sitting in today for Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story this hour. No bees survived a crash on I-80 after a truck carrying hundreds of hives flipped over.
Imagine you pull up on a crash on the freeway and it's surrounded by millions of buzzing bees. That's exactly what happened earlier today when a semi rolled in Summit County, sending the beehives into a pile on the side of the road.
200 colonies is going to give you 10 million bees in the air right away. And so, yeah, it's very disconcerting for anybody that would come upon it.
Julie Arthur with Wasatch Beekeepers says she and others reached out to help, but then she heard that most of the bees had already been killed. She estimates that there are thousands of semis transporting bees just like this across the country every year.
It's called migratory beekeeping. You truck in truckloads of honeybees, and there are beekeepers that do nothing but move their colonies from crop to crop to crop.
Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Attorneys for the Planned Parenthood Association of Utah say the state constitution provides a right to an abortion. Lawyer Julie Murray made the argument today at an emergency hearing over the state's abortion trigger law.
There was a sense in that document that men and women should enjoy equally the social and political, civil and political rights of the state. And that, of course, is going to change over time.
The state wanted more time to respond, but the judge went ahead and approved a temporary restraining order. It puts Utah's abortion trigger law on hold for at least 14 days while the case moves forward. Reactions are pouring in today after Representative Phil Lyman claimed on social media that voting machines were changing people's votes. Republican Senate candidate Ali Isom says she thinks it's a political stunt.
People are just tired, and I want them to know their voice and their vote matter. And these extreme voices are trying to discourage everyday Utahns from showing up.
Becky Edwards' campaign has also condemned the statements. Mike Lee's campaign says they have every confidence in Utah's elected county clerks. Lieutenant Governor says she's resolved Lyman's election concerns. Deidre Henderson tweeted that she heard complaints about the font size being too small on a ballot marking machine. She says voters have three chances to verify and correct their ballots so everyone who was impacted could still vote for their preferred candidate. Now, the county clerk fixed the problem by making the font size larger. Our top national stories this half hour. The U.S. Supreme Court sided with a Bremerton High School football coach in a case about religious freedoms.
The Supreme Court's conservative majority made it easier for public school teachers and coaches to openly practice their faith within view of students when Joe Kennedy was suspended from his job as a high school football coach in Bremerton, Washington, over his post-game prayers on the 50-yard line. The 6-3 opinion said the school district wrongly believed Kennedy's prayers amounted to promotion of religion by government officials. The dissent said the court had consistently ruled school personnel leading prayer impermissible. But now government employees could more openly practice their faith on the job. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Russian missiles slammed into a crowded shopping mall in central Ukraine today. At least 15 people are dead, dozens injured. ABC's James Longman is at the scene.
Ukraine says there was absolutely no legitimate military target anywhere near here. So Russia must have known. They must have known that there was a mall full of families out shopping, and they hit it anyway.
hundreds of emergency workers are working to pull people from the rubble. Officials say at least three are dead after a collision of a fully loaded Amtrak train and a truck in rural Missouri.
Missouri State Patrol is saying there are people who were killed in the crash and derailment, but a number isn't clear. Witnesses have reported seeing victims bloody and on backboards. One man told us about feeling the train coming off the tracks and bracing as the ground came closer and then climbing out of a window.
Developers broke ground today on an apartment complex in Salt Lake City's Ballpark neighborhood. KSL News Radio's Martha Harris has details.
Rich Day, the developer of Tradition Point Luxury Apartments, says the complex will mostly consist of one-bedroom and studio apartments to give people a more affordable option compared to two- and three-bedroom apartments. Day says a big plus of the area is it's close to public transit. He says there'll be a parking spot for each unit, but they'll be encouraging people to use public transit so the area is not overcrowded with cars.
Day says they haven't received any pushback from the city or community. He thinks the apartment complex will be finished in 2023. Nearly half of homes up for sale are dropping their prices in Utah, a sign that the market might be cooling.
Provo has the largest number of houses, which lowered sales prices in May, almost half of them. That city, along with Salt Lake, Ogden, and Boise, are among the top 10 markets where home prices rose more than 65% during the pandemic. Now many buyers are backing out of the housing market due to rising interest rates. That's forcing sellers to lower their original listing prices for homes. The online real estate website Redfin says the increase in price drops is symptomatic of a slowdown in the housing market. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 6:35. Ricky Meese, what's the latest?
Still leftover slowdown southbound Redwood Road, Riverton, and Bluffdale. And then Highway 40, due to road work, it's packed in and slow southbound from Jordanelle down to River Road. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Coming.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.